There's a power within you, a creative force. Some call it the mind, some call it spirit, others call it intention. But whatever you name it, it's real, and it's always working. When you focus your thoughts and channel your energy with emotion and hold an image in your mind with belief, you're engaging one of the most divine powers ever given to a human being. This power is not random. It was given to you by your creator, whatever you believe that to be, God, source, the universe, life. It doesn't matter the name. This force is in you, and it's always creating through you, whether you realize it or not. And a very wise fictional man once said, "With great power comes great responsibility." And isn't that the truth? Because when you use this power with love, with generosity, with integrity, you tend to prosper. Things fall into place. Life opens up. The energy flows. But when this same power is used to cause harm, intentionally or unintentionally, something inside of you slows the whole system down. And what slows it down is your subconscious, because it remembers what the conscious mind forgets, not to punish you, but to protect others and to protect you. And sometimes that break gets stuck. Even when you've grown, even when you've changed, even when you're ready. Because the subconscious is waiting for you to give it permission to move forward again. For now, you can begin to soften. Let the world quiet down as your attention turns inward. There's no need to try to visualize anything perfectly. No need to force the feeling. Your mind already knows the way. The deeper part of you has been waiting for this moment. And as your breath begins to deepen, the body softens, and the space within you begins to expand. You're entering now the inner chamber of power, the space from which all things are created, and you are welcome here. That's it. Now imagine a vast field of light stretching in all directions. It has no ceiling, no edge, no boundary. This is the field of potential. This is where your thoughts take form, where focused energy becomes experience, where intention shapes reality. And maybe you feel a spark of recognition because you've been here before, in dreams, in moments of knowing, in glimpses of your highest self. This is your power, and it's always been here, ready when you are. And now, you may begin to feel into the truth that if your intentions haven't been working, if you've struggled to manifest, to receive, to make things stick, it isn't because the power is missing. It's because something within you has gently been pressing the brakes. A quiet no from the subconscious, trying to protect you. Because somewhere in the distant past, in this life, or maybe long before, you used that power in a way that caused harm. Maybe you know what it was. Maybe it's a mystery. It doesn't matter. Because your subconscious remembers. And more importantly, it knows when the time has come to finally let go. That's it. There's a story of a man who once discovered he could shape the weather. With enough focus, he could call in rain or sunshine or even wind. At first, he used it to help his people, to end droughts, to clear fields, to bring life. But once, in a moment of pain, he called in a storm out of anger, and it destroyed more than he intended. After that, he never used his power again. He let his fields dry, his village wither. Not because he lost his ability, but because he didn't trust himself anymore. Until one day, a child came to him and said, "The crops need rain. We trust you. Come back." And in that moment, he placed his hand on the earth and called the rain gently, lovingly, responsibly. And the land came alive again. Maybe you are that builder. Maybe now is when you start to trust yourself again. Good. That's it. Now, you can speak directly to the part of you that has been pressing the brake. You can say, "Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for protecting others. I'm ready now. I will use my power wisely. I'll use it with love. I give you permission to release the brake." That's it. And perhaps now you feel something unlock, unwind, shift, release. That's it. You're someone who channels creative power with grace, uses intention to uplift and bless, focuses the mind like a lens, clear, clean, calm, chooses thoughts that build, not break, takes full responsibility, and creates without fear. Because this power is sacred. And now, it's fully yours again. How soon you'll notice your intentions working again. Maybe you'll say something and it happens. Maybe you'll feel the old resistance gone. Maybe you'll manifest something beautiful without trying. And when you do, you'll smile. Because you'll remember this moment. The moment you said yes to your power, to your purpose, to your permission. That's it. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you'll return, clear, focused, empowered. Here we go. 1, feeling the energy rising. 2, bringing your creative power with you. 3, clear, grounded, calm. 4, centered in your truth. 5, eyes open, wide awake, and ready to create anything you desire with wisdom and love. And as you move through your life now, you may begin to notice things unfolding more easily, people responding differently, doors opening, energy flowing. Not because you're forcing it, but because you've reclaimed your permission to live from power and create from love. From this moment on, you are the clear channel through which the Creator within you manifests the life that you were born to live.